you start thinking, what's a lead generation program that you can absolutely get a $50,000 a year bump or $100,000 a year bump? The question is, what marketing plan do you have to spend money on in order for that to happen? What if it wasn't the public at all that we're pursuing, but we're pursuing the agents that have the public? That's what brokers do, managers do, but leaders do it differently. If you're a leader, this probably pertains to you, and you're not that far away from that $100,000 a year bump. Over in Africa, during the late 1800s, they had the diamond rush. Of course, America had the gold rush. What's it have to do with realtors? Hang on just a moment. You'll see how realtors, the lower producers, are actually your acres of diamonds. There's a story in the late 1800s by Russell Cromwell, and he was talking about this idea that there's something around us at all times that we tend to ignore, and in the process, we pay a great price. Hafid, I believe, was the gentleman's name who, and you can see this, you can Google this yourself, see it's a true story. He told his wife that, here, take the kids to your sister's house. We're going to sell this farm. It doesn't give us any yield like we're looking for. It's got rocks everywhere. It's just, it isn't a good piece of agricultural ground. He sells his property and he goes to about 3,000 miles away. And he eventually writes his wife a letter saying, if you're in receipt of this, I've committed suicide, which he had. She's saddened. They're broke. Meanwhile, back at the farm that he had sold to somebody else so he can go out and seek his fortune in diamonds, somebody visits him and says, you know, these pile of rocks that you have all over the place that your kids think are pretty crystal, they're not crystal, they're diamonds. It was later confirmed it was the largest diamond mine find in all of African history up to that point. What does that have to do with you as a real estate agent? If you are a leader, the goal here is to attract other agents. If you would like to see that $50,000 to $100,000 bump, all you have to do is lead. You don't have to give them leads. Lead agents. As you know, 80-something percent of real estate agents fail in this business. There's just so much to do. This is such a challenging business that some people really never should have gotten into the business. They just cannot do it on their own. I'm a firm believer. You're either leading a team or you're on a team. We can reduce the fallout rate if leaders start casting a vision to equip the lower producer. The question is, should you bring on one person that could bring you $80,000 to $100,000 a year, or actually bring on 10 part-timers? By the way, they're already there. The acres of diamonds are all around us. Thanks to the big brokers who keep bringing in hundreds of people per year, they're actually giving you the opportunity to build your team. So let's go ahead and unpack this at the rest of this site, and I'll walk you through the comp plan, the profile, what you offer those people. Bottom line, if you can lead, that's what your job is, to lead others, to equip others. So let's continue the conversation. Thank you.